Good morning, brethren. All you here, and all those that are listening in, one way or another, welcome. And I thank you to Peter Chavarria. We have fun with each other once in a while. But today, I want to turn more to a serious side, and the title of this sermonette is, Be You Ready? Be you ready to partake of the Passover? The Passover season is now upon us. This next Tuesday evening, at sunset, we will begin and partake of the most serious event to each and every one of us for the entire year. Passover is a culmination of the facts and the evidence of our investigation into examining ourselves. And if we are honest, if we're honest with ourselves, we will have come to the conclusion that we have transgressed God's law in some way or another. Hopefully, we have admitted this to self, to ourselves. Romans 3:23 states, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now if you turn, we all know this verse, but I want to turn to it and read it. 1 John 3:4. 1 John 3:4. Whosoever commits sin transgress also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law, the definition of sin. So as we have come to this conclusion that we've erred this past year, made our mistakes, if we come to this conclusion and realizing that we are short of the glory of God, even though we strive to keep God's laws, and as we sang a few minutes ago, the law of God is perfect, for it converts the soul. And we strive to keep that law, but we find ourselves short of the mark because we admit to breaking the law in some manner. One way or another, we've broken that law. If you'll turn to James 2, beginning in verse 10 of James 2. For whatsoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. For he that said in verse 11, do not commit adultery, also said, do not kill. Now if you commit no adultery, yet if you kill, you are become a transgressor of the law, or you become under the penalty of the law. So now we must decide what to do. We've examined ourselves for this evening, and we're ready to face it soberly, but we need to also decide what to do. Are we going to stay the way we are, or are we going to do something about what we've investigated and looked at ourselves about? Am I going to say the same, or am I going to do something about my sins, my errors? Verse 12 gives us some advice. Verse 12, so speak you, and so do as they that be judged by the law of liberty. So speak you and so do. Advice. Good advice. Become doers. To speak good and so do as they that shall be judged by the law of liberty. So what is the law of liberty? Well, if you turn back a page, or two, to James 1, verse 25, We're going Tuesday night before God to have our sins washed away and done away with. That night, we will become free, sin-free, with the perfect law of liberty. In verse 25, "But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continues therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed." This man shall be blessed in his deed if we become a doer and not a forgetful hearer. In other words, we must resolve to make a change in our lives, in our ways. As this verse 12 told us, "So speak you and so do," we must change. We must change our ways of thinking and our ways of doing unto others. We must take action. We must take that action and become doers and change our life. Back up to verse 22. "But be you doers," this is James 1, "be you doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." So we have to be doers, and if we only hear, we're only deceiving ourselves. Verse 23, "For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholds himself, and then he goes his way, and straightway forgets what manner of man he is." So if we take the Passover, and we don't take it serious, the next thing we know, we're going just like this man, look at himself in the mirror and goes his own way. So Tuesday evening and following day Wednesday, we must be as a person who has just stepped out of the shower with a clean body, a clean slate, and to look at ourselves in the mirror and not just go on our way. Going on without the resolve to make changes in our life, to strive, to study God's word a little bit more, to make the effort, to draw closer to God, especially in prayer and in fasting. It's a good time of year for fasting. To me, it's this time of year, it's uplifting because you're preparing and examining yourself. And as the springtime, it just seems to me like it's much easier to fast anyway. So it's a good time to draw close to God in fasting, prayer, and study. Otherwise, if we just go on our way, we will become under the law again very quickly. We won't even realize it when we are tried and tempted. Backing up to verse 14, "But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust, or his own wrong thoughts or desires, and enticed." And enticed means to be drawn away and to take the bait of the temptation. Verse 15, "Then when lust has conceived, it brings forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, brings forth death." And we're back under the law of the breaking of God's law, death. So then, right back under that penalty of death. Verse 16 says, "Do not err, my beloved brethren." Do not err. Turn back to Romans 6, if you will. Romans 6, beginning in verse 16. "Know you not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey?" So whoever you are, if you yield yourselves to servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. Continued sin leads to death. Obedience leads to righteousness. And this is a decision we should make before we partake of the Passover. Are we going to change or stay under this, you know, fall right back into that sin? We have to obey God from the heart. And when we learn obedience from God's word, delivered to us in the form of doctrine. Notice verse 17. But God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered unto you. Dropping down to verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So this is an absolute. Sin is death. We have to be convicted by our own conscience, and we have to forgive others. A great example of this is the woman that was taken in adultery, John 8. If you'll turn to John 8. John 8, picking up the story in verse 7. So when, this is the accusers came and they and talked to Christ about it. And so when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said to them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. Well, it's always good to speculate what he was writing. I've heard it speculated that possibly he was writing various sins down that some of those men had done themselves. Something he's probably writing big enough so they could see this. And verse 9, they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last, and Jesus was left alone and the woman standing in the midst. So, as an example of being convicted, and these were hard men, but yet what was said to them sunk into their mind, and they walked away. And when Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Where are those that accused you? Has no man condemned you? And she said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said to her, Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. And this is the bottom line we should be thinking of, to strive for, even though we, you know, we're still human and we're bound to make mistakes. But go and sin no more. It's an impossible task, but that should be our goal. To really know ourselves, our weakness, and our strong points. But our goal should be to strive, by the Passover time, to strive to live by every word of God, to seek the perfect law of liberty, which sets us free from sin. We need to look for such things and strive to become doers and changers. Notice 2 Peter. Turn to 2 Peter 3. 2 Peter 3:14. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent. And we have to decide to do that, to be diligent, to make our mind up to do it, that you may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. So just don't acknowledge our sins and then look in the mirror and go on our way. Don't deceive ourselves. Dropping down the page to 1 John, 1 John 1, verses 8 to 10. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. So don't deceive ourselves. We have to have that in our mind. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Now back up to 2 Peter 3, verse 18. Verse 18, the last verse in the book of 2 Peter. But go, grow in grace, which means be willing to change. Grow in grace, be willing to change, and let this Passover be a changing point in our life. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. With these things in mind, brethren, we can take the Passover with soberness, sincerity, and above all, hope. We have a hope for the future.
Thank you, Mr. Fields. Well, if you're ready, brethren, please take your hymnals and stand. Turn to page number 4. Give ear unto my words, O Lord. Let me put my eyes on and then we'll get started. Okay. Please be seated. And now we come to what? Announcements. Aha! I knew I was going to get it right. The announcements this morning are going to be given by another deacon in our Modesto church, Mr. Will Halstead.
Thank you, Mr. Chavarria. Good morning, everyone. Good morning to you and a happy Sabbath to you. To all the people that are in the remote areas, locations that are listening in, I hope everything is coming through okay. We only have a few announcements here this morning. The first one I'd like to mention is Mr. Duncan and Mr. Leibold are in Kenya, and Mr. Duncan has had all his documents and papers stolen, including his passport. Now, some of the stuff I understand has been returned, but he's still missing his passport and a few other things. So please continue to pray about this. Being in a foreign country without proper documentation, I guess, could be a real problem. But please remember them in your prayers. Also, Mrs. Pat Scholler, please continue to pray for her. And we have a card out on the table for her. So please sign the card to let her know that we are thinking about her. There's a very happy announcement here to be made, and that's Mr. and Mrs. Abe Sanchez would like to announce the wedding of their son Asa to Christian McCready. The wedding will take place in Murphy's on April 30th. Now, Murphy's is up off of Highway 4 above Angel's Camp. And everyone is invited. Everyone is invited to attend. And the exact time and address and location and all the information will be given next week. They need to finalize the arrangements at the building that it will be held in, but it will be in Murphy's on April 30th. So plan on attending. And everyone in the choir is to attend practice immediately after services today. So immediately after services, all the people in the choir are to attend a practice. And Tuesday night, now is the Passover. You know, today is the 10th day of the first month, which is the day that the Israelites were to set aside the lamb. They were to take the lamb aside. And this morning I thought about that, and I was wondering, and I don't really know the answer, but maybe Mr. Billingsley does. Is there a relationship between the 10th day of the first month and atonement, which is the 10th day of the seventh month? But today was the day that the Israelites were to set aside the lamb. And so we're getting very close to the Passover, and it will be Tuesday night. And so please be in your seats. It'll be in this building. I believe it'll be in the dining hall. Please plan on being in your seats at 7:30. We do have special music today, and the special music is a choral selection, Hallelujah, from the Messiah by George Frederick Handel. And it's performed by the London Festival Orchestra and Choir. And it's on tape. And after the special music, we will have the sermon, which will be given by our pastor here, Mr. Don Billingsley. And Mr. Billingsley has just requested that while this is being played, that everyone stand. So now we'll have the special music.